Peace to everyone.
照我们教会的读经进度，我们这个礼拜有读到腓利门书。
And this week's Bible reading, we are reading the book of Philemon.
那腓利门书只有一章。
And there's only one chapter in this book.
也可以说是最短的一卷圣经。
And we could say that this is one of the shortest books in the Bible.
那腓利门书在讲什么？
But what is this book talking about?
腓利门书里面有三个人。
And there's three characters in the book of Philemon.
一个是保罗。
First one is Paul.
那另外一个是腓利门。
The second one is Philemon.
那另外一个是阿尼西姆。
And the last one is Onesimus.
主要是这三个人。
And we can say these are the three main characters.
那腓利门书就是保罗怎么样要来重新建立。 腓利门跟阿尼西姆的关系。
And the book of Philemon is Paul's effort to reestablish the relationship between Philemon and Onesimus.
也就是说，保罗要在基督里面做和平的使者，使腓利门能够重新来接纳阿尼西姆。
So it is to say that Paul is playing the role of a peacemaker, and he is trying to help Philemon once again receive Onesimus.
如果我们在公司里面管理过仓库跟人事，我们就发现这有很大的差别。
If we worked in management before and we manage inventory as opposed to people, we can see that there's a big difference.
我们如果管理仓库，把一个东西放在一个地方，过了一年，它还是在那个地方。
If we were in charge of inventory and we placed a product in one place, after 1 year, that product would not have moved.
但是如果把一个人安排在一个职位，过了一年，他不一定会在那里。
But if you were to place a person in a position, after a year passes, he may not be in that position anymore.
安排得太低，他会往上爬。
If the position is too low, that employee may move upwards.
想办法往上爬。
He will think of a way to promote himself.
如果安排太高，其他人想办法把他拉下来。
But if his position is too high, other people may try to bring him down.
所以我们可以发现人是很复杂的。
So we can see from this that people are very complicated.
那每一个人都不一样。
And every person is different.
所以管理人事是非常困难的一件事情。
So it is very difficult to manage people.
但是如果我们回到腓利门书来看，我们发现在教会里面，在基督里面。 这个人跟人的关系应该是很简单。
But if we study the book of Philemon, we would see that in Christ and in church, interpersonal relationships should be quite easy.
这个很简单的原因是因为基督活在我们当中。
And the reason that it is simple is because Christ lives within us.
所以我们可以看到，保罗要让腓利门重新接纳阿尼西姆，主要的出发点也是从基督出来开始的。
So we can see that one of the main reasons why Paul wanted Philemon to once again receive or reestablish his relationship with Onesimus is because of Christ.
那首先我们就可以从腓利门书看到保罗跟阿尼西姆，还有保罗跟腓利门，都有基督里面的爱。
And we can see that Paul has a Christ-like love for both these people, for Philemon and Onesimus.
也就是在基督里面，他们都有很强的一种属灵的关系。
And we can see that within Christ that they have a very strong spiritual bond.
那这样才有属灵的影响力。
And only this way will they have influence spiritually.
在教会如果你是你，我是我，我们聚完会大家好像一盘散沙，全部都散掉了，那就没有影响力。
But if instead, after church, you know, I am me and you are you, and we were to just go our own separate ways, we would have no influence.
那如果我们真的爱一个人,
But if we truly love someone,
那个人也爱我们,
and that person also loves
那个爱是在基督里面,
us, and that love is established in Christ,
那我们就可以在基督的爱里面来影响一个人, 来做基督要他做的事情。
Then within Christ, we can use this love to influence that person to do what God would want us to do.
那这就是为什么保罗能够把腓利门跟阿尼西姆拉在一起的原因。
So this is the reason why Paul is able to draw Philemon and Onesimus closer to each other.
所以我们几乎可以说，在教会里面如果没有爱，就没有影响力。
So simply put, we can say if there is no love in church, there is no influence.
因为如果没有爱。 我们还有什么关系存在？
Because if we do not have love, then what type of relationship is left?
如果没有关系存在，要怎么去有影响力来带领人走向正面的道路呢？
And if we do not have a relationship, how will we influence other people to walk on the correct path?
所以这个爱是我们在教会要发展非常重要的一点。
So, love is incredibly important to a church in order to have a church prosper.
那我们也如果从社会上来讲哈，这个阿尼西姆跟菲利比的关系，应该是可以变成越来越负面。
But we can see, if we looked at it from society, Philemon and Onesimus's relationship could get worse.
为什么
？And why is that?
因为阿尼西姆，是腓利门的一个奴隶。
Because Onesimus is the servant of Philemon.
那腓利门是阿尼西姆的主人。
And Philemon is Onesimus' master.
那后来这个阿尼西姆就逃走了。
But Onesimus he ran away.
但不但逃走，有可能他也拿一些东西走了。
Not only did he run away, there's a possibility that he stole from his master, Philemon.
如果用基督的爱把他基督把他拿掉
，So if we were to remove Christ from the scenario，
那这个腓利门找到阿尼西姆，一定要跟他算账。
If Onesimus was found by Philemon, he of course would want to take his revenge.
你把我拿掉多少钱，你要还我。
Whatever you have taken from me, you must return.
你是我的奴隶，你回来继续当奴隶。
And you are my servant, so you must come back and continue being my servant.
那这个关系就越来越负面了。
So this relationship could only get worse.
没有爱，没有神，人跟人的关系常常是一种恶性的循环，一直往下掉。
Without love and without God, this could only be a cycle that repeats itself.
神是美善的，全备的。
But God is good and He is whole.
神是众光之父。
And God is light.
在他里面没有黑暗。
So within God there is no darkness.
所以在神的爱里面，在神的道理里面，我们人的关系应该是一直往正向发展。
So within God's love and within God's truth, our relationship only get become better and better.
往光明发展，这个才叫做神住在我们中间。
And our relationship would only be towards the light, and this is what it means to have God living within us.
所以我们这个教会里面应该是越来越合一，越来越光明。
So our church should only shine brighter and become more united.
那就是我们在基督的爱里面一直进步。
And this is to improve in the love of Christ.
那如果我们看到有谁跟谁不能和好。
But if we see that there's someone or people within church who cannot get along.
要学习保罗。
Then we must learn from Paul.
我们要爱这个弟兄，也要爱那个弟兄，然后用爱来帮助他们建立关系。
We must use love to love these members, and we must build our relationship on the foundation of love.
不要因为我们的存在使两个人的关系更恶化，那我们本身的灵性就有问题。
And do not let your own existence or because of someone else worsen a relationship between others.
所以我们要从这个腓利门书来学习。
So this is something that we can learn from the book of Philemon.
那首先保罗跟阿尼西姆是什么关系
？So first, let's look at the relationship between Paul and Onesimus.
我们来看腓利门书第。腓利门书第十节。
Let's turn to Book of Philemon, verse 10.
请读。
I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten while in my chains.
这里保罗称腓利西姆叫做我在捆锁生中所生的儿子阿尼西姆。
So here Paul says that Onesimus is a son that was begotten to him while he was chained.
什么叫做捆锁生中所生的？
And what does this mean?
就是保罗被下到监牢。
It means when Paul was in prison.
那阿尼西姆逃走以后，有机会遇到保罗。
So after Onesimus ran away, he had the opportunity to meet Paul.
那保罗有机会传福音给他。
And Paul had the opportunity to preach the gospel to him.
后来阿尼西姆就信了主耶稣。
So Onesimus believed in Jesus Christ.
这个叫做捆锁中所生的儿子。
And so this is what it means, a son whom I have begotten while in chains.
那既然保罗称他做儿子，表示保罗自己觉得他是父亲。
So we can see that since Paul calls Onesimus his son, he sees himself as a father.
那这个是在基督所生的儿子。
And this is a son that was given to him in Christ.
那既然是基督所生的儿子，就有基督的爱在里面。
So because he is a son to him in Christ, then there must be Christ's love.
哦，对，这个是保罗跟阿尼西姆很亲的一个关系，是在属灵上建立的。
So this is a very intimate spiritual relationship that Paul has with Onesimus.
好，我们看十二节。
Let's turn to verse 12. I am sending him back. You therefore receive him. That is my own heart.
这里说，我打发他亲自回你那里去。
So here Paul says that he is sending Onesimus back.
好，然后他是我心上的人。
And he continues to say that Onesimus is his own heart.
好，所以。就是说，在保罗的心里面哦，阿尼西姆是很重要的。
So we can see that Onesimus is a he holds a very important place in Paul's heart.
心上的人。
So that is why Paul would say he is his own heart.
虽然在社会的地位，阿尼西姆是一个奴隶。
So even though in society Onesimus may be a slave.
但是这只是戏台上在演戏而已，并不是阿尼西姆在神的面前他是奴隶。
But this could just be seen as a role in a play. This is not how God perceives Onesimus.
那他受洗以后，哦，虽然他奴隶的身份没有改变，哦，但是他受洗以后，他是神的儿子。
So after baptism, although his earthly status did not change from the slave, in God's eyes, he is a child of God.
所以和保罗跟阿尼西姆的关系是相当的深啊，他是我心上的人。
So we can see that the relationship between Paul and Onesimus is very deep.
好，那我们现在再看保罗跟腓利门的关系。
So let us look at the relationship between Paul and Philemon.
那我们看腓利门书。
Let's turn to Book of Philemon.
第四节。
Verse 4.
请。
I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers.
第五节。
Verse 5. Hearing of your love and faith, which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints.
第六节。
Verse 6. That the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus.
在这个地方，保罗提到腓利门。
And here Paul mentions Philemon.
说，第五节哈。
In verse 5.
说腓利门哈。你的爱心并且像主耶稣和众圣徒的信心。
That Paul has heard of his Philemon's love and faith.
所以腓利门的优点就是他有爱心也有信心。
So these are Philemon's strengths that he has love and faith.
那这个两个是有关系的。
And these two are related to each other.
爱心是从信心生出来的。
Because love is born of faith.
如果我们真正相信主耶稣为我而死，
if we truly believe that Christ died for us,
我是罪人，
and that we are sinners,
他为我舍己，
and that he has cleansed us of our sins,
付出赎价，
and he has paid the ultimate price.
如果我真的相信，
if we truly believe this,
我就会非常感到神对我的爱。
I would be deeply touched by the love of Christ.
那我们就会从心里面想要回报神的爱。
And from our hearts, we would want to repay this love shown to us.
所以这里说，也听说你的爱心，并像主耶稣众圣徒的信心，这两个是连在一起。
So here we can see the connection between love and faith.
因此保罗说，受割礼不受割礼，这个不重要。
So Paul, he talks about having a received circumcision or not is not important.
唯独能够使人生发仁爱的信心，这才是重要。
But being able to love your brothers in Christ, this is what is important.
所以信心很强的人，应该是爱心很充足的。
So those who have strong faith should also be filled with love.
因为他相信主耶稣的救赎一定被神的爱所充满。
Because they believe in the salvation of Jesus Christ, therefore they are filled with Christ's love.
那我们再看第六节。
Let's turn to verse 6. That the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus.
第六节说，使人知道，你们各样的善事都是为基督做的。
So here it says that the knowledge of every good thing, which is in Philemon in Christ Jesus.
很多人在行善。
So many people they do good deeds.
但是不一定每个人行善都是为基督做的。
But not everyone who does good deeds does it in the name of Jesus Christ.
有的人行善是为别人做的。
Some people do good deeds for others because of that person.
但是他不信耶稣，这是好人。
But he doesn't believe in Jesus. This is still a good person.
那有的人行善是为自己做的。
And some people do good for themselves.
为什么？
And why is that?
借着善行啊，让建立自己的形象，让人感觉到他很好。
Because through these good deeds, they can create a good image and let others perceive them to be a good person.
那这就是政治家。
And this is something that's fake.
政治家 ，politician.
Oh, this is a politician.
所以哥林多前书十三章才有说，啊，如果有人舍身让身焚烧，没有爱，这算什么？如果有人舍弃自己的生命了，但是没有爱，这个算不了什么。
So in the New Testament records that if someone were to sacrifice himself without love, what is this worth?
怎么有可能舍弃自己的身体没有爱呢？
How could they give up their own body without love?
为着要建立自己的形象，要让别人感觉到他很好，这就不一定出于爱了。
But this, some people it's to establish a good image, so this may not come out of love for others.
是为自己。
It is for themselves.
那这就算不了什么。
So this does not amount to much.
好，所以最纯的爱就是啊，为基督做的。
So the purest form of love is to do good deeds for Jesus Christ.
那这就是出于信心了。
And this comes from faith.
因为相信阿尼西姆他已经得救了，他是神的所爱的一个儿子。
Because Onesimus he has already believed and he is a beloved son of God.
那我们现在。Yeah, 因为出于爱神，所以我们就爱神所爱的人。
And so, likewise for us, because of God loves this person, we should also love them with the love of Christ.
不是因为他在社会上有什么。
And it's not because of who this person is in society.
也不是说对他好，对我们有什么益处。
And does it mean that if we were to treat this person well, we would reap some sort of benefit?
就是因为基督的爱，因为我们坐在主耶稣的身上，就不管他是谁，就这样。
It is simply because of the love of Christ.
这样的爱啊，就是最感动人，也最能够感动神。
And this is the type of love that can move people and move God.
这样的爱真的有属灵的影响力。
And this only this type of love has true influence spiritually.
第七节。
Verse 7. For we have great joy and consolation in your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you, brother.
这个第七节如果看英文，众圣徒的心啊，因为你们得到畅快。
Here in the English translation it says, because the hearts of saints have been refreshed by you.
所以这个众圣徒的心，因为这个腓利门的爱心，然后产生的信心，这个内心就得到畅快和喜乐。
So we can see that because of Philemon's love and faith, that other saints were able to be renewed and refreshed.
所以在教会里面充满着爱啊，这个基督这种爱很纯的，我们去了不想走，走了还想再回去。
So we can see that within church, if we have the pure love of Christ, we would never want to leave.
那我们常常会受感动。
And we would be moved.
这个叫做众圣徒从你们得了畅快。
And this is what it means to be the hearts of saints have been refreshed.
那我们怎么知道保罗真的爱腓利门呢？
So how can we tell that Paul truly loved Philemon?
我们看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
这里说，弟兄啊，我为你们的爱心大有快乐，大得安慰。
Paul says that we have great joy and consolation in your love.
当父母的都是爱孩子。
As parents, we all love our children.
但是我们的爱常常是世界上的爱。
But often our love is a worldly love.
所以看小孩子书读得很好，很高兴。
So if we see that our children receive good grades, we're very happy.
找到好工作，很高兴。
If our child has a good job, then we're also very happy.
但是信仰好不好，没有感觉。
But if our child's faith is good or bad, we may not have any feelings towards it.
这个就是世界的爱。
And this is a worldly love.
每一个父母对孩子都一样。
And every parent is the same towards his child.
那如果我们对孩子的爱加上有神的爱。
But if our love towards our children is in addition to God's love.
那我们的感觉跟保罗对腓利门的感觉就一样。
Then we would have the same feeling towards our children as Paul has for Philemon.
我们看自己的孩子懂得去爱神，去爱人。
Once we see that our child understands how to love God and love people.
他不只是说能够接受，他也能够付出。
And it's not only that this child can receive, but can also give back.
礼拜六到教会里面来帮忙打扫，帮忙做圣工，帮忙带慕道者啊，回去很累，那我们就得到很大的安慰。
And once we see our children do holy work on Sabbath, whether it be teaching or cleaning or accompanying truth seekers, we receive great comfort.
为什么？因为我们知道我们的孩子信仰在成长。
Why is that? Because we see that our child's faith is growing.
他懂得爱神，懂得爱教会。
And they understand how to love God and how to love the church.
这个就是保罗对腓利门的爱。
And this is the type of love that Paul has for Philemon.
所以如果我们只有肉体的爱，没有属灵的爱。
So if we only have love in flesh but not spiritual love.
我们对另外一个人或自己的孩子这个属灵上的成长，或者教会信徒灵性的成长，没有感觉。
Then we would have no feelings towards someone's spiritual growth.
那如果我们有基督这种爱
，But if we have the love of Christ，
那我们会有感觉。
Then we would not be immune to it.
哇，最近信徒大家都很热心带慕道者，我们就很高兴了。
So if we see recently that there's been a lot of truth seekers to our church, we would all be very happy.
为什么很高兴？
Why would we all be happy?
这个代表信徒的信仰在成长。
Because that shows that our members' faith is growing.
那我们爱他，我们就会很高兴。
So if we love them, we would be happy for them.
那如果缺乏基督的这个爱，
But if we are lacking the love of Christ,
我们就没有感觉。
Then we would have no feeling.
或者说我们看到信徒很热心去打电话给那些信徒那比较少来教会的。
Or we would see that members spend a lot of time contacting others who don't come to church regularly.
所以有一个家庭他有三个孩子都生病，还有三个信徒都生病。
Or a family who has three members who are all ill.
后来他回到教会来见证。
This member came back to church and testified.
他每次教会负责人打电话给他们，他们非常感动。
That every time someone from church called them, they felt very touched.
感觉到教会好像一个家庭，非常的温暖。他们真的很想病好，赶快回来。
And they felt the warmth of a family, and they really want to recover quicker so they can come back.
所以我们的爱能够让人感觉到温暖，感觉到喜乐。
So the love of Christ could allow others to feel warmth and joy.
那保罗因为腓利门的爱感觉到喜乐，而且得到安慰。
So Paul, because of Philemon's love, he received consolation and joy.
那第四节。
Verse 4.
我常常祷告中为你们感谢神。
Paul says that he thanks God and makes mention of Philemon in his prayers.
那保罗在感谢什么？
But what is Paul giving thanks for?
就是感谢腓利门的信仰，有一个很实在在生活中的表现。
Paul is giving thanks for Philemon's His manifestation of his faith in life.
你的爱心向主耶稣众信徒的信心。
His faith and love towards the members in Christ.
就是有一个表现看得出来，保罗觉得很高兴，就祷告中常常为他们感谢神。
And that Philemon's love is visible by his actions.
所以保罗的喜乐跟安慰是什么？
So what is Paul's joy and consolation?
还有他的感谢是什么？
And what is he giving thanks for?
就是他所爱的众信徒在灵性上一直在进步。
That someone he loves in Christ is continuing to grow.
那我们现在看现在保罗要怎么来把腓利门的阿尼西姆带回到腓利门的身旁。
So let's see how Paul's going to bring Onesimus back to Philemon.
我们现在看从第八节看。
Let's look at verse 8. Therefore, though I might be very bold in Christ to command you what is fitting.
这个第八节腓利门书的第八节，还有第九节。
Verse 9. Yet for love's sake, I'd rather appeal to you, being such one as Paul, the aged, now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
保罗在第八节到第九节讲他要请腓利门接纳阿尼西姆，他有两条路可以走。
So in verses 8 and 9, Paul gives Philemon two choices to receive Onesimus.
第一个，他可以用放胆的吩咐他去做合宜的事情。
He could be very bold in Christ to command a Philemon.
英文叫 command, 就是吩咐，带有权柄。哎，腓利门，你也要这样做。
It's to give an order, to give a command.
那为什么保罗可以这样讲？
Why could Paul say this?
第一个，他说我这个有年纪的保罗，所以他是有年纪的。
Because Paul has seniority.
那腓尼门是年纪比较小的。
And Philemon is younger than him.
那第二个是为基督被囚的。
But the second option is that for love's sake, Paul appeals to Philemon.
所以圣经说这个劳苦做圣工的人要给他加倍的敬重。
And that Paul is a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
劳苦做圣工的要加倍给他尊重。劳苦做圣工做得很辛苦的要加倍给他尊重。
And because Paul has gone done much labor and work for Jesus Christ, he wants Philemon to add to his.
所以现在这个保罗被为主耶稣被关到监牢里面。
Because Paul is now a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
他又有年纪，他可以吩咐腓尼门你去做吧。
And because he is,
应该要这样做。
And because he is older than Philemon, he can command him to do this.
但是这样吩咐有什么不好？
But if
他是可以这样做，这样吩咐有什么不好？
But if Paul were to take this path, what is bad about it?
好，我们看第十四节。
Let's turn to verse 14.
请读。
But without your consent, I wanted to do nothing, that your good deed might not be by compulsion, as it were, but voluntary.
就是他不愿意腓利门。是因为被吩咐去做的。
He didn't want Philemon to be forced to do, to receive Onesimus.
他不希望这个善行是出于勉强的。
And he didn't want this good deed to be come out of compulsion.
所以他不知道腓利门的意思，所以他就不用权柄来吩咐他，勉强他去做。
So Paul, not knowing Philemon's motive, he didn't want to use his authority to force him.
那要怎么办？
So what can Paul do?
所以我们就用第回来看第九节。
So we return to verse 9 to see his other option.
我也凭着爱心来求你。
Paul says, yet for love's sake, I rather appeal to you.
那请你来接纳这个阿尼西姆。
And Paul appeals to Philemon to receive Onesimus.
所以十二节。
Verse 12.
我现在打发他亲自回到你那里去。
I am sending him back.
再请你把他接纳。
You therefore receive him.
这是第一点，他用爱心请腓利门来接纳他。
So this is the first step that Paul took was that he asked Philemon to receive Onesimus out of love.
那第二个就是提到这个阿尼西姆的改变。
And second, he talks about the change in Onesimus.
阿尼西姆现在跟以前不一样了。
And that Onesimus is different than what he was before.
这个改变就是神在他身上做工。
And this change is the work of God on Onesimus. And this is the love that God has shown him.
那如果神能够爱他，
so if God can love Onesimus,
虽然他过去犯这么多的罪得罪你，
that even though in the past he has committed many wrongs,
也期待神的爱感动你，让你也能够来接纳他。
But Paul hopes that the love of Christ will move Philemon to receive Onesimus again.
所以我们看十一节。
So let's turn to verse 11. Who once was unprofitable to you, but now is profitable to you and to me.
英文 profitable 他从前跟你没有益处的。
So before Onesimus was of no benefit to Philemon.
因为他逃走又拿了一些东西跑掉了，所以对你没有益处，让你受亏损。
Because not only did he run away, he also stole from Philemon, so Philemon was at a loss.
那现在与你我都有益处。
But Paul says Onesimus is now profitable to both him and Philemon.
为什么？
Why is that?
如果我们看16节。
Let's turn to verse 16. No longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you?
这里说他不只现在不是不再是奴仆乃是高过奴仆。
He is no longer just a slave, but more than that, he is a beloved brother.
所以他的身份已经改变了，是主所爱的。
So Onesimus' position has already changed. He is one who is loved by God.
然后我们再看十五节。
So we turn to verse 15. For perhaps he departed for a while for this purpose, that you might receive him forever.
他说这个阿尼西姆暂时离开你，或者叫你永远得着他。
And Paul says that perhaps Onesimus had left him and for a greater purpose, that once he goes back, it would be forever.
所以这有一个对比，一个是暂时的，一个是永久的。
So we see a comparison here. One is temporary and one is everlasting.
因为暂时先发生，所以永久的才跟着来。
Because temporary happens first and only forever would follow.
那这个暂时离开你是什么？
So what does it mean that he departed for a while?
就是他逃走了。
Is that he ran away?
带着东西跑掉了。
And he took things with him.
对腓力门来讲啊，不但失去一个奴隶，也失去一些东西。
So to Philemon, not only did he lose his slave, but he also lost some of his possessions.
但是后来他遇到保罗就悔改，就信耶稣了。
But when Onesimus came across Paul, he repented and accepted Jesus Christ.
那现在开始就有顺服的心，要回到他原来是主人那里啊。
So now he has a heart of submission. He wants to return to his master.
所以，既然信了主耶稣，有悔改的心，那回到腓力门那里一个地方，一定对腓力门有帮助的。
So now that he has believed in Christ and has a heart of repentance, it would only be beneficial to Philemon to have Onesimus return.
所以只要他继续在主耶稣的恩典当中，你就可以永远得着他。
So if he stays within the grace of the Lord, then Onesimus could stay with Philemon forever.
所以这个阿尼西姆短暂的离开腓力门，从最后的结果来看，也不一定不好。
So we can see that Onesimus' temporary departure from Philemon may not be a bad thing.
因为他得到救恩，所以阿尼西姆跟腓力门的关系不只是主人跟奴隶的关系，他更是在主里面是同龄的关系。
Because Onesimus, he now has received salvation, so now there's two layers of relationship between them.
那这个关系就是永远的。
And the second relationship that within Christ is forever.
好，再来就是为什么保罗要请求他接纳阿尼西姆。
So why did Paul want Philemon to receive Onesimus?
我们看十七节。
Let's turn to verse 17. If then you count me as a partner, receive him as you would me.
因为在十二节说他是我心上的人。
In verse 12, Paul already says Onesimus is his own heart.
那十七节说，你若以我为同伴，那就收纳他，好像我收纳我，好像收纳我一样。
So Paul says in verse 17, if you Philemon truly counts him as a partner, then receive Onesimus as you would receive me.
所以保罗就说，如果你能够接纳我在主耶稣里面，也求你接纳阿尼西姆，因为他是我心上很重要、我所爱的一个人。
Because Paul says, if you're able to receive me in Christ, then receive Onesimus because he is someone very dear to me in the Lord.
所以我们在看这个保罗要把阿尼西姆带回到腓力门，跟他重新建立关系。所讲的都是在基督里面的关系。
So we can see that Paul he speaks purely from the perspective of Christ or the relationship within Christ.
所以我们在教会里面要建立人际的关系真的最可靠、最单纯的，就是回到主耶稣的身上来建立。
So within the church, if we want to establish relationships between people, the purest way is to return to the Lord and establish the relationship on the foundation of God.
这个关系最好也最强。
And this relationship is the best and also the strongest.
28节。
Verse 18. But if he has wronged you or owes anything, put that on my account.
19节。
Verse 19. I, Paul, am writing with my own hand. I will repay, not to mention to you that you owe me, even your own self besides.
所以这个十八节说，他如果亏欠你，欠什么都归在我的账上。那十九节，我要偿还。
So Paul here says, whatever Onesimus has done wrong, or whatever Onesimus owes Philemon, to put it on Paul, and he would return it.
那再这样，这个腓力门就没有理由不接纳阿尼西姆了，因为阿尼西姆回来的时候，可能两手空空的。
So Philemon no longer has no excuse not to receive Onesimus.
那过去他把我拿掉的这些东西，他没有办法还怎么办？
And it could be that Onesimus is returning empty-handed, so he cannot return the things he took from Philemon.
保罗说，都归在我账上。
But Paul says to put it all on him.
那我也要还。
And that Paul would return everything.
对阿尼，对腓力门来讲，他就没有办法拒绝。
So now Philemon has no out and no way to reject Paul's offer.
好，那我们就再想深一点。那保罗在监牢里面，他要去哪里拿东西来还这个腓力门呢？
But if we were to think further, if Paul is in prison, where would he find these things to return to Philemon?
那我们就看十九节的最后一句。
So let's look at the last sentence in verse 19.
我并不对你们说，连你们自己也亏欠我。
Paul didn't want to mention it, but he says that even Philemon owes him.
所以到最后，保罗要怎么还？
So how could Paul return?
因为连腓力门也亏欠保罗。
It is because Philemon actually owes Paul.
那为什么腓利门亏欠保罗？
So why is Philemon indebted to Paul?
因为保罗很热心传福音给他们。
Because Paul fervently preached the gospel to him.
为他们牺牲很大。
And he had sacrificed greatly for them.
所以他们亏欠神，也是等于亏欠保罗。
So they are indebted to Paul and also to God.
所以保罗怎么还？
So how is Paul to return the debt?
因为腓利门也亏欠保罗。
It's because they both owe each other.
所以这个就是保罗要还给腓利门的方法。
So this is how Paul is going to pay back his debt to Philemon.
那我们再看二十一节。
Let's turn to verse 21. Having confidence in your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say.
这个地方说，我写信给你，深信你必顺服，知道，你所行的必要过于我所说的。
So here Paul has complete confidence in Philemon's obedience.
所以前面保罗是说用爱心求你。
So in the beginning, Paul says that he appeals to Philemon out of love.
后面他说我深信你必顺服。
And Paul ends saying that he has confidence that he will obey.
那前面是用求的，后面为什么说会顺服呢？
So why is it in the beginning Paul is appealing to Philemon, but in the end he is very sure?
因为他知道腓利门充满着信心呐。
Because he knows Philemon is full of faith.
凡是合神旨意的，腓利门都会很乐意去做。
And as long as it is in the will of God or abides with God's word, Philemon would do it.
所以他说，我深信你也必顺服。
So Paul has complete confidence that Philemon would obey him.
那你会做超过我所说的。
And not only will he do what Paul has asked, but he will do more than that.
所以通过保罗对腓利门的爱，对阿尼西姆的爱。
So here we can see that it was through Paul's love to Philemon that Philemon made love Onesimus.
我们可以看到一幅图画，腓利门重新接纳阿尼西姆。
We can see this as a painting. It allows Philemon to once again receive Onesimus.
那两个关系正常。
And that their relationship may become better.
在基督里彼此相爱。
And that they may show mutual love for each other in Christ.
这个就是正面的发展。
And this is a positive step towards.
所以我们在教会里面呢，要帮助人跟人之间的关系正面的发展。
So within church, we must help each other's relationships grow in a positive manner.
神是光，在他毫无黑暗。
Because God is light, and there's no darkness within.
所以我们不要在人际之间的关系加上黑影。
So let us not cast a shadow on other people's relationships.
因为人神是光。
Because God is light.
神也是爱。
And God is love.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
218首。
Sing him 218.